It's over. It's over. This trying and troubling election, it is finally over. We know now who will lead us, make decisions for us, and otherwise take our great country into the future for the next 2 years and for the next 4 years. I do hope and pray you voted. I hope that you fully participated in the voting process. I do hope and pray that you studied the issues and the parties and the platforms and the promises and, most importantly, the candidates, so that you did in fact cast an intelligent vote for America and for all of us. I do hope and pray that you encouraged others to vote, that you were energized by the election processes, and that you appreciated the privilege you had as an American to fully participate in a free and open election. No matter the outcome, the ultimate benefit is the exercise of your right to vote and that intelligent participation in the election process, the choosing of men and women who will represent you and me and our great country. That is a privilege so many the world over do not enjoy. And so, now we move forward. We have invested so many of our fellow citizens with significant power, the power that belongs to us as citizens. It's our power. We have given them the right to faithfully discharge their duties to the Constitution, to the rule of law, our federal and state governments, and we have trusted them, trusted the promises they have made with a full expectation that the performances we expect from them will in fact occur. But now it becomes our duty to hold them accountable to those promises. It is further our duty to make certain that they do function in fact as our representatives and not as our rulers. The right to govern and the power associated therewith are ours. They're ours. We the people. We must hold them accountable for their promises. We must hold them accountable for our expectations as voters. Please do that day by day in the next 2 years and the next 4 years. Hold them accountable. But now will come change, and in some cases, considerable change. Watch that change and stand up when it is not right for America. Hold the elected accountable. But at the same time, find the ways and means to support them. The world is so negative. It's so problematic. But there is always the positive. It's there somewhere. Good things at work worthy of our support. Concentrate on that. Dialogue with them. Dialogue with our elected officials. Be heard. Stay involved. And let them know that we are now and always will be watchmen and women on the walls. And so, now for people of faith, it is time to pray for those leaders everywhere as we are commanded by Scripture. Prayer works wonders. Whether or not the ones we voted for were elected, we are required to pray for them, that they will receive the guidance and wisdom of the Almighty. The elected are men and women chosen. They are, whether we like it or not, they are chosen. And consequently, it is, for Christians, the will of God at work. We may not understand it, we may not like it, we may not agree with it, but it is the will of God at work. Nothing happens outside the will of the Almighty, nothing. So we pray that our leaders will protect our freedoms, that they will protect and defend our Constitution. We pray that these men and women will be endowed with wisdom and integrity and honor and courage to do the right thing. America and we the people need that so desperately, now more so than ever. And we pray now more than ever that in a world angry, hateful, warlike, and divided, that God will indeed intervene. It was a brutal political season, was it not? Of course, there are always the leftovers, the allegations, the sore losers, the claims of fraud, deceit, pressure and intimidation, and more. Winners gloat and losers sulk, and they complain, and will perhaps carry on the deep political divisions which exist in our great country today. Boy, I hope not. And you, my fellow American, did you vote? I hope and pray so. It was, in my opinion, and millions of others, your duty to do so in perhaps the most enormous, important, critical election in the history of our great country. Yes, we had flawed candidates. Two parties not above manipulation and deceit. We should be used to that by now. Platforms and promises which will probably never be kept. But those two and all of that were our best. We should really think about that when it comes time for the next election. For they were really our only choices. Is that right for America? And by the way, did you vote? I hope so. You should have voted because your life, your future, your America is at stake. The next 4 years will see change, and in most ways dramatic change, in the way we live, how we live, by what rules and regulations we live. We will see fundamental differences in our freedoms. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. You will, and so will your family. We will see the growth of government. We will see more federal control. We will see more government intrusions into our lives rather than less. Whether federal or state, those changes in the next 4 years will come, and most dramatically. Are you ready? Are you ready? Will you accept or will you resist? In short, how will you live? How will you respond to elections, all of them, 2016, federal and state? How? And what changes, my fellow Americans, will you make in your life, whether by force or by free will? We will all do so, like it or not, whether gradually or dramatically in the next 4 years. You will be called upon to be a citizen ready for action, participation, involvement, and even leadership. Now so more than ever in the history of America. Are you ready? I hope you clearly and carefully defined the issues that matter to you, that you researched and understood those issues and the solutions in the alternative offered by the candidates, and that, knowing their positions, you voted for the candidate who most rightly reflected yours. Did you? If you did not vote, if you did not participate in the election processes, you have, in my view, no standing to complain or protest if the wrong candidates, federal and state, represent you. If you did not vote, then that was, in essence, a vote for whoever, whatever, however things happen to this great country in which you and I are privileged to live. I hope and pray you voted, not only for yourself, but for me, and for the right candidate of your choice. And if that candidate was elected, that you are ready to hold that candidate accountable to fulfill promises made. If your candidate lost, then I hope you will stand up and be diligent and engage now more than ever in the political process. Demand your rights and be more than ever a watchman or woman on the walls watching out for America. Oh, I love this country. I so dearly love my America, and I hope you do as well. I am grateful every day of my life for the privilege of being an American citizen, for the rights and the privileges which I have. And I gladly accept the duties which accompany those rights. And I pray you do the same. So now, my fellow Americans, pray for the very best of America in these next evolving 4 years, that this great country may be all it can be. God bless you, my fellow Americans, and may God bless America.